I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest, Carmelina Vargas, a songwriter, warrior against cancer, and aspiring author. The daughter of a merengue musician and born in Barahona, Dominican Republic, she now lives and works in New York City. Carmelina first appeared on the national music scene in the summer of 2008 with the release of her first single, Morave Los Caderos, a rhythmic modern pop rap tract infused with a tropical style. ASCAP Latino highlighted Carmelina's debut album titled Marina by Marina Records in June 2009 as one of the most anticipated albums of the coming year. As things were heating up for Carmelina, she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. After undergoing surgery and treatments and being true to the fighter and positive spirit that she is, Carmelina returns to her music and her fans as a survivor. Using her music as a platform, Carmelina actively promotes breast cancer awareness through performances at numerous events for the American Cancer Society, and her endeavors receive national recognition from Congressman Charles Rangel of New York's 15th District. Carmelina's survival story, professional accomplishments, and musical talent have been featured on GlobalGrind.com, New York Socialite Examiner, CorientelAntina.com, AllThingsGirl.net, and Artist of the Week on Reverberations, as well as in the pages of DTN Magazine, El Especial Newspaper, and Metro International. At the end of the interview today, we will hear her latest song, Alegria, or Joy, released July of this year. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Carmelina, and I look forward to hearing about your experience with breast cancer. Now first, you had stage 3 breast cancer, and how long ago was that, and how did you find out that you had it?
I was borderline a stage 2, stage 3, and I had it 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a year since my last chemotherapy treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I chose a really aggressive treatment,
mm-hmm.
which was, I had a mastectomy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
bilateral mastectomy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I chose the most aggressive chemo treatment along with radiation,
mm-hmm.
and of course the removal
mm-hmm.
of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was 28 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I think I did it mostly for my son
mm-hmm.
and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Did not want to go through the same process
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm. And Carmelina, how did you manage your lack of energy during that time?
Although I decided to go on with the medication and the chemo, I also integrated, alternative medicine,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
acupuncture helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It helped balance my energy levels. Although I couldn't exercise, I was still able to walk
mm-hmm.
and to also work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why was it you couldn't exercise?
Because I was so fatigued from the chemo.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It saps your energy completely.
Oh. And what about nutrition? Did you make changes in your diet?
Yes, I did a 360. I was mostly just healthy, incorporated healthy elements in my diet. I got rid of the junk. I no longer drank soda.
Mm-hmm.
I ate lots of spinach and lots of greens and leafy vegetables. And I also had some lean protein, like salmon or something with a lot of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
It was so important for my body to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my number one mission.
Mm-hmm. And were there other alternative interventions that you used?
Yes, I got exposed to meditation
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
lots of prayer and yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to keep my stress level down at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of my goal as well, and I've been doing well ever since.
Mm-hmm. Which do you think helped you the most, or was it all of them together?
It was a combination of all things, spiritual, physical, and mental.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that a positive outlook was very important,
mm-hmm.
And not to dwell on any type of fear whatsoever
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that cancer may, you know, is known to do. And I still keep up with my acupuncture treatments
mm-hmm.
Twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me a great deal.
It's interesting that you said optimism, because
yes.
I find that one of the most important things when I had lung cancer, the optimism and my faith in God. I think
yes.
those were the two most important, even though, like you, I used a holistic approach.
Yes.
And
yes, you
all,
did. 100%,
they all were
right?
good, but
yes.
I think those two were probably the most important. And also have been important in helping me to prevent a recurrence.
Yes. And I don't like the word remission at all. It doesn't exist in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
When someone says that word, utters that word, I really don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's a way of life and I'm healthy. And just like you mentioned, your belief in God, from the very beginning, when I was diagnosed, I knew I had to go through all of these different stages of treatment,
mm-hmm.
losing
mm-hmm.
from losing my hair to nausea to no energy. I thank God for my healing in advance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was my daily prayer, and I took it one day at a time, and I beat it.
Right, right. And were you on prayer lists also?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. That was helpful to me also. I was on several prayer lists. And
yes.
also, I contacted Olga Worrell. She was a psychic healer in Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
She has since died. She and her husband, Ambrose, were a pair of psychic healers. They came from a different country. I can't remember which one. And their goal was to help people. They were very well-known and very powerful healers. And he worked days as an engineer, and they devoted their evenings to prayer and laying on of hands and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this their whole life. And so I contacted her, and she put me on her list, and I know that helped also.
Oh, that's terrific. I was on a few people in my family as well, and people I work with, and I had a huge support system, and I still do, and I think that's also the best process of healing as
right.
well. It's a combination of a lot of things.
Right, yep. Now, Carmelina, did your cancer affect your music career at all?
It did. I had released my debut album, Morena, and right after its release, like about 3 months later, I was hit with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a couple of years off away from music just to heal, which was number one. And what it helped me was it helped me come back a lot stronger than I was before, more dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is when you beat breast cancer, everything else is small potatoes.
Right, right, definitely, right.
So all the little things that used to bother me about, you know, the process and the things I used to do in the music industry, they're not even bumps anymore. I don't feel them.
Right, yeah, isn't that great?
It's terrific.
Mm-hmm. Then what is the inspiration behind your new single, Alegria?
Oh. Yes, Alegria means joy.
Mm-hmm.
And to have beaten such a crazy disease like cancer, something I didn't even know that it existed. I mean, I knew it existed and I would hear the word being uttered, but it was never, no one in my family was stricken by the disease. And
mm-hmm.
it came so aggressively in my body, and after the treatment and the surgery and the healing process, I continue to write. And although some people like to write about sad things and, you know, painful experiences, it wasn't really me. I've always been a happy person. So I wanted to write something that it was joyful, that it was more celebratory than painful. Because I knew that cancer was only an experience in my book.
Right. Isn't that wonderful to think that
Yeah.
way?
So the word alegría means joy. And I wrote a song about, you know, being young and the DJ and alegría and a celebratory song about life. And it's very special to me because it was an ode to my return to the music industry.
And what changes have you noted as a result of your having had cancer?
I eat healthier. I feel a lot better than I used to feel before I even had cancer. Exercise is no longer a chore. I really learned how to balance my life, my spirituality, my focus, my dedication to my music and to my family. It's one concentric circle, and I love the balance that it has given me. So it has taught me really great lessons.
Carmelina, where do you walk in New York, or do you go to a club and exercise?
I do. I have actually two gym memberships, one at the New York Sports Club and the other one at the Racquet Club. One downtown, one uptown in Harlem.
And do you eat organic or do you eat regular yet?
I do eat organic foods. I make sure that I go to my specialty stores and I take time out of my schedule instead of rushing and choosing the wrong foods because of time constraints. It's all about preparation and knowing what you yourself like to eat and making sure that the food that you put in your mouth is just as healthy as how you want to be.
Are there many, and I'm asking this for a personal reason, I am hoping eventually to have a place in New York where I can come periodically. Are there many places where you can get organic food?
Yes, there are several on the Upper West Side, which is fantastic, and there's a few up in Harlem. So we definitely have them in town.
And are there many organic vegan restaurants?
Vegan, yes, you can have. We have several restaurants that do offer a vegan dish.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yes, it's very much, you know, healthy. Just wellness has become so prevalent here in the States that, you know, you can practically find something really healthy around the corner if you choose to be healthy and find something healthy. Because it's easier to find things that are less healthy to put
right,
in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. So the choice is yours, basically.
Now, Carmelina, do you have some advice for people that are battling cancer right now?
Yes, I do. I would say take it one day at a time. And learn about the disease, because everyone thinks it's one disease and everyone thinks that you're going to die, which is not true. Sit down with your doctor and find out what type of cancer is ailing you, and to make sure you sit with your doctor and make sure you find the best treatment for the cancer, and please seek out alternative treatments in combination with the medicine. So that way you're kind of balancing your system at the same time while you heal. Yes, and definitely keep a positive attitude throughout the entire experience. Because I didn't know exactly how many people were stricken by this disease until I became a survivor. So you don't feel alone. Please get some support. There's a lot of help out there to guide you through the process.
Now, Carmelina, I've heard that you're working on a book. Can you tell
us?
Yes,
I am.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's about my experience. It's mostly an inspirational book about my experience with breast cancer and positivity and the things that we can do to make our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to be a chapter on wellness, which is so important,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, for us ladies. Oh, we want to do this. We want to look younger. We want to feel better. We want to be thin. We want to be this. You know, there's so many things that we need to do within ourselves to find that true passion that keeps us going.
Mm-hmm. Where are you in the development of this?
Halfway there.
Halfway?
Yes. Oh.
And so you haven't started looking for a publisher yet?
No, I believe I have a friend that's going to help me get a,
mm-hmm.
a publisher.
Mm-hmm. And when do you
hopefully
anticipate,
that worked out.
When do you anticipate this will be done?
Oh, mid-year, mid-2013.
Oh, and would you have a website or do you have a website now?
I have a website. My website is carmelinavargas.com.
And would you spell that for us, Carmen?
Yes. It's C-A-R-M-E-L-I-N-A, V as in Victor, A-R-G-A-S.com.
Mm-hmm. And do you have some of your music on there also?
I do. I have most of my music on there, and it's also available for download and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
physical purchase. And I also have my video that I just launched this summer, which mm-hmm. is so fantastic to be in front of the camera again and singing, and it's a lot of fun.
You've been busy, haven't you?
I've been busy, yeah. A lot of writing, a lot of recording, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of shows, you know, spreading wellness and breast cancer awareness through my music. It's definitely my purpose, so I try to stay as busy as I can and help out as much as I can to mm-hmm. different causes.
I think that's great, Carmelina, and I think it's so important that we keep busy after cancer. We keep busy
yeah.
and we try
yeah.
to help other people and not dwell on, well, is it going to come back and all of that?
Not at all.
Because that's not what it's all about. It's all about helping others and changing our lifestyle, because everything happens for a reason, I believe, and as
yeah.
you said. And so we learn, we move on, and we're living a
we
better
move
life.
Forward. Yes.
Right. And we're helping others, and that's what life is all about. So I look back at my experience as one of the best things that happened in my life.
Yeah, really? It's great.
Right.
But what a way to put it.
But it doesn't look that way when you're going through it, does it?
Well, it could. You know, it's all about perception.
Right, right. So is there anything else then you would like to say? Now, I am going to, for the listeners, I am going to play a song that Carmelina has done at the end of the interview. And it'll give you a sample of what you will find on her website, right?
Yes, it certainly is. Alegría is my latest single.
Mm-hmm.
And it was birthed out of, you know, trials, but it's a celebratory song about life.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you would like to say, Carmelina, before we close?
Oh, yes. You can join me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is Carmelina Music.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. Well, I thank you very much, Carmelina. I've enjoyed this, and I hope that I can interview you another time.
Yes.
And I look
thank
forward,
you for having me.
I look forward to hearing your music.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Great. And I wish you continued success in your career.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Hit 'em hard, they won't regret it. The night is young, and I am planning. feel the rhythm. Deja que el ritmo te lleve a la cima. Feel the rhythm. Deja que el ritmo te lleve a la cima. Let the bassman move your body, don't you worry. Deja que let the bassman move your body, fill your cup with alegría.
I want to tell you about another great issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. Two stories and musical segments jumped out at me that are connected by the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. As with most of his musicals, the most popular songs require a special voice that is able to hit both the high notes and the low notes. The first article in music is a trailer and music segment from a new movie of Les Miserables, starring Anne Hathaway, Hugh Jackman, and Russell Crowe, to be released in December 2012. The scenes and music, and especially I Dream a Dream, sung by Anne Hathaway, is memorable. The other is a story about Jackie Evancho, a 12-year-old soprano from Pittsburgh who was discovered on America's Got Talent when she was 10 and who recently released an album of songs from the silver screen. Her singing of Music of the Night from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera is outstanding. Another article of interest was the interview with Howard Strauss, the grandson of Max Gerson and son of Charlotte Gerson, whose grandfather discovered and used the Gerson therapy for cancer. It consists of an organic, salt-free, fat-free vegan diet with the addition of detoxification, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. He says plant-based foods will alkalize the body, whereas protein foods, including dairy, will acidify your body and even suck calcium out of your bones. He also says genetically modified foods are useless and lethal, and Monsanto is the most evil corporation on the planet and pays big money to prevent food labeling so they can continue selling unhealthy food to the unsuspecting public. There is much more on the typical unhealthy diet in this article. Other interesting articles include information on a feature-length documentary that leads viewers across continents searching for happiness, information on Proposition 37 on food labeling that failed in California but will be modified and reintroduced, information on the ineffectiveness and suppression of information on vaccines, an interview with Bill Cosby on American children, and an interview with Glenn Close on her career and her role in the play and movie, Albert Nobbs. This is just a taste of the many exciting articles and music in the latest issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest, Tamara St. John, holds a master's in business administration with a dual concentration in accounting and finance. She is currently an adjunct professor of accounting and finance management at two universities in Southern California. After finding breast cancer in 2009 and heal it using only alternative methods, Tamara started her business, Alternative Health Solutions, with a website address at www.tamarastjohn.com and a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/alternative-health-solutions. She has been featured on various radio shows such as The Robert Scott Bell Show, Homegrown Health with Joni Cox, and Dr. Judy Seeger's radio show. Tamara is also a published writer, having written for Nutricola magazine online. She also currently conducts consultations with those who want motivational support with the Alternative Cancer Plan. She created Defeat Cancer Now. Tamara is currently writing a book about her cancer battle, the alternative methods she used, and her structured plan to defeat cancer now. Her motto is, you can achieve optimum health through God's pharmacy. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show tomorrow, and I look forward to hearing about your experience with breast cancer. Now first, you were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009. Can you tell us how that was discovered?
Well, how I had found my breast cancer was a lump in my left breast. It was visible. And at that time, I just didn't really have a lot of time. I was in the last month of, or was about to finish with my master's degree. So I just kind of put it on the back burner. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I knew what it was. But in the month or so of finishing my master's degree, it had spread already to my lymph nodes. And then it was 5 or 6 lymph nodes underneath each armpit that had swelled and were visible as well. So, you know, it wasn't just the lump on my breast at that point. It was then in the lymph nodes. So.
And what interventions then did you have, Tamara?
You know, at that point, I didn't have much of a choice because I had no... You know, I had no health insurance, and I didn't have any money, so I just lost my job in the same month that I had found the breast cancer and lost my job, and then I graduated with my master's. So I just, you know, I sat in front of the computer, and I cried. I was just like, God, you know that I don't have any money and no insurance, so I guess I'm going to die, and you better lead me to an alternative health or something that's going to heal this. And I immediately did a search on the internet, and first thing I came up with was the Budwig protocol. It was created by Dr. Joanna Budwig. So I started that. That was my first thing that I started. And also I had then found, you know, the apricot kernels. So I combined that with it, as well as juicing and the pancreatic enzymes using pineapple and combining, you know, the four along with detoxification, and it really helped. The Budwig protocol is what really helped the most, though. Yeah, within a week or two, the lump started to dissipate, you know, and started to disappear, and the lumps underneath my armpits started, and it wasn't just the lumps, and but it was also the pain and throbbing all the way across my chest area to under my arms. You know, I couldn't even sleep. It was very difficult to sleep because of the it was a constant throb and pain that was going from underneath my armpits all the way across my breasts. But that all started to go away, and then within about 3 months of doing all of the protocols I was using, I had gotten the rash, which is the epidermal growth factor receptor rash, which is really indicative of a HER1 type cancer. And it was a ring around my neck in the form of a rash. And it stayed there for over 7 months. It didn't didn't go away. So, you know, at that point I knew when the rash was coming out, you know, I interviewed a lot of people, talked to some biochemists and epidemiologists and nutritionists and other cancer survivors that had had the rash.
Mm-hmm.
And they all told me the same thing, that, you know, it's the cancer rash coming out and it won't go away until the cancer is gone from your body. So that's when I definitely knew. And so I just had to wait for that rash to go away, and it took over 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, for the listeners that probably do not know or many don't know, can you tell them what the Budwig diet is?
Oh, yes. The Budwig protocol is, it's a mixture of cottage cheese and flax oil
mm-hmm.
that has to be emulsified together.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dr. Joanna Budwig, who was a biochemist and pharmacist and physicist, what she had found was that the sulfurated protein in the cottage cheese, you know, mixed with the flax oil, it creates pure oxygen. So what happens is that it creates the electrons within the body to move to the surface of the body, and then in addition to getting sunlight every day after you do the Budwig protocol, the photons from the sun will oxygenate the cells.
Mm-hmm.
And it will actually reverse the cancer naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds the body what it's missing, and mm-hmm. Dr. Joanna Budwig had proven that people that have cancer are highly deficient in omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
So by actually feeding this deficiency, you can actually reverse a lot of disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Shocking as it is, it just really shocked
right.
me that it worked, because, you know, at that point, I was like the rest of the population. I was really brainwashed into believing that mm-hmm. chemo and radiation and surgery were your only options, and that wasn't an option I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was not about to lose my breasts, and I was not about to lose my hair from chemo, so, you know, call it vanity or whatever, but I wasn't going to do
right.
it. So
now, is the cottage cheese regular, or can you use the reduced fat?
You have to use the low fat. Yeah, and it has to be from cows not treated with RBST or RBGH.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And what dosage did you take of the vitamin B17?
I was taking it in the form of the apricots. I would just get the seeds themselves,
mm-hmm.
crack them open, and grind up the kernels within, and then take those naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't taking any pills for
mm-hmm.
B17, and I wasn't
mm-hmm.
doing any injections. I was doing straight from what God created,
mm-hmm.
you know, the apricots.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the pancreatic enzymes was the bromelain, which opens up the cancer cell
right.
wall, and I was
mm-hmm.
taking it in the form of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it was, I didn't have any money to go and buy the pills and
right.
things like that. So,
right.
it's just easier to do. God already created it, so that's what I was using.
The apricot kernels are very bitter. Did they bother you at all?
They're horrible. Yes, they're absolutely horrible. I had to, I would grind them up in a little coffee grinder, and then put them in some organic applesauce and eat it really quick so I wouldn't taste it, and then drink a little bit of water afterwards because it was just horrible. Yeah.
Right. I was eating about 25 a day when I had lung cancer. But
really?
I was also taking a 2,000 milligram of vitamin B17.
Oh, and they had told me, well, from what I had learned, was that you should only be taking one seed per 10 pounds of body weight. So I was sticking to that principle.
Well, the doctor that I went to told me I could take up to 30 a day. So
I had gotten, well, a lot of it is when I was combining all of these four therapies at once.
Mm-hmm.
I had noticed that because I would do all of my four therapies within an hour in the mornings,
mm-hmm.
and there was a few days there where within 10 minutes of doing them all,
I would start sweating profusely, and then I'd be running to the bathroom with diarrhea and vomiting just because I was detoxing too fast from the cancer. And so when I actually slowed it down a bit and started spreading out those protocols, then I started getting better. But, yeah, I'd noticed a lot from experimenting on myself in the past few years with, you know, different therapies. So,
damn right, I've
all
done
the
that.
Research I've done.
I've been doing that for the last 38 years, experimenting with myself. And fortunately, it usually works because I don't like to take medications. And often the doctor, I go to the doctor and get a prescription, but then I will use my own natural way of dealing with it.
Yeah, I don't use doctors at all. I was using, you know, once in a while when I get some money, I would go to a naturopath. But then again, a lot of the naturopaths, they want to just put you on a bunch of supplements and IV therapy, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, my whole philosophy is you can achieve, you know, optimum health through God's pharmacy. God already created everything that's out there. It just takes a while to figure out which plant or which seed goes with which ailment.
But it
works.
I agree. Right. Now, Tamara, based upon your experience, what advice do you have for others regarding prevention and treatment of breast cancer?
It's all in the food. It's what you're eating. You know, stay away from genetically modified foods. So, and that could be a whole topic of a different show, but, you know, staying away from the genetically modified foods, the processed foods, no sugars, because sugar feeds cancer and helps it to grow. You know, just getting back to whole foods in their natural form and organic foods that are free of the pesticides and all the other poisons, and getting out there and exercising every day, getting some sunlight, make sure you're getting some a lot of omega-3s in your diets, a lot of flax seeds and things like that. I think it's really important.
Then, Tamara, what difference in your life did the experience make?
Yeah, well, what's the saying? Life happens when we're busy making other plans. I have an MBA with a dual concentration in accounting and finance. So my plan was not to get cancer. My plan was to hopefully have a good job with my master's degree, but it hasn't worked out that way. So unfortunately, you know, life took me in a different direction. And now, you know, I'd started my website, and it's great. I'm helping, you know, thousands of people all over the world. It wasn't what I'd planned, but I do enjoy doing it. And I'm writing a book about my experience. I'm still in the editing phase, so hopefully it should be done soon. And I'm also helping people on my website, you know, with the Defeat Cancer Now plan that I created, which is basically the plan that I did to get rid of my cancer. It's helping others, so basically like a cancer consultant type. So I just kind of walk people through the program and give them the motivation that they need to stick to it and to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes that I made, because I had made a lot of mistakes that had caused other problems. And a lot of people out there I see when they want to do, you know, their cancer treatments alternative, but they're mixing together all these different treatments and they contradict each other, and it can make you worse because it has to do a lot with quantum physics and biochemistry. And so I've studied up a lot on all of that and how it works together. And so, you know, the plan I created really complements one another, as opposed to, you know, just grabbing for straws and grabbing for anything, because literally it takes thousands of hours to research all of the different cancer treatments and which ones go together and which ones don't. And when you have cancer, you're exhausted. You know, at one point I was sleeping up to 16 to 20 hours a day. And then you still feel like you're in a fog. Even when you're awake, you feel like you haven't slept at all. So, I mean, to even think about trying to research when you're in a condition like stage 3 or stage 4. You don't have time to do it.
Right.
It's just exhausting.
Right.
So a lot of people just, you know, turn to me because it's just, it's easier. It takes all the guesswork out of it, and they mm-hmm. don't have to worry about, you know, is this plan complementary or contradictory, as so many are, because mm-hmm. they do change the, you know, your cells. It will change your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to realize, you know, how to do that properly.
So God had a different plan for you than use of your MBA.
Yeah. Yes, he did. So I'm just trying to follow along as best as I can and trying not to fight it and seeing where it leads me. And it's taking a while, so I don't know exactly where I'll end up, but I can't say it's been a fun ride. I'm not to that point where mm-hmm. where many people get to that point of saying cancer was a blessing. I'm not at that point yet.
See, I am because I feel like that my experience, and because it's been 38 years, I can offer encouragement to other people when the doctor says, you've got 6 months to live, because
mm-hmm.
that is not a medical diagnosis. And I tell people,
yeah.
it's a God diagnosis, and only
That's
God
true.
Knows when you're going to die. And then I can
exactly.
say, I was given that diagnosis 38 years ago. And so I feel like that the reason I had cancer was so that I can help people now. And so I do see mine as a blessing, but I'm not sure I did in the years immediately after the experience.
Well, I agree with, you know, that, because I am helping
right.
people, and I enjoy helping people doing that and letting people know that there are other ways to heal cancer that are safer and
mm-hmm.
more effective than chemo, radiation, and surgery. So I'm glad I'm getting the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm still at the part where the suffering,
right.
you know,
right.
is just, yeah, that was, it's really difficult.
And you're doing a very fine job at it, Tamara. I'm very impressed with what you have done on Facebook. So I'm glad that you're there for the people, because I think some people will find who they need when they need them, and I think a lot of people are finding you, so that's very good.
Yeah, and that's all God, you know. I keep praying that God, you know, will lead them to me, so
mm-hmm.
it's up to him. If he wants me to do this, then he's going to open the doors for me, and I truly believe that.
Right. Then, Tamara, would you like to then, again, give your website and talk about any services and when you think the book will be done and how people can get that at that point?
Yes, my website is www.tamarastjohn.com. That's TamarastJohn.com. So TamaraSt.John.com, that's my website. Name of my business is Alternative Health Solutions. I also have a Facebook page by that name with, so far, over 7,500 followers. And it hasn't even been up 2 years yet, so that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's doing pretty good. And getting the word out. The Defeat Cancer Now plan that I do is, I'm a cancer consultant where I just help people, walk them through the plan, kind of tell them, you know, what I've done. They get an e-book with it, a 36-page e-book that walks them through, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything that I've done with alternative treatments that are compatible with one another, that won't harm you, and then the whole detox regimen as well. And I stay with the you know, my clients through the whole time. So I'll have phone conversations with them, and they email me as much as they want, and I always get back to them immediately. So from the time of their diagnosis until the time that they're clear,
mm-hmm.
you know, I stick with them and just give them support, because people need that. It's really important.
Right.
and my book. Well, still finishing that up. You know, there's days when I'm on it and days when,
right,
you know, I,
right,
other things. So hoping to be done very soon, you know, because I'm still editing, and then look for a publisher and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm definitely actively searching for a publisher right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Yeah.
I appreciate this very much, Tamara, and it's been interesting, and I know it will be helpful to those listeners that are looking for alternative ways to deal with cancer, especially.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the past radio shows archived under the blog tab. You will also find current research on natural ways to deal with cancer on the blog, and a place to sign up to have the shows emailed to you under the free radio show tab. Under the contract free newsletter, you can sign up for my free monthly Holistic Health Show newsletter, and under the shopping tab, you will find my last two books for sale, Healthy Holistic Aging and the just published You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. You will also find some ebooks and two CDs for sale, one on smoking cessation and the other just published two CD sets on a holistic approach to sleep and stress reduction that is based upon my work on stress and stress reduction with nursing students and the lay public over 25 years. On my other website, www.beatlungcancer.net, you will also find information on my new book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, such as the table of contents and endorsements, and the radio interviews I have completed and will continue to do for other radio hosts. The book discusses the natural interventions that I used when given 6 months to live by conventional medicine 38 years ago, and what I have done to prevent recurrence and remain healthy. The book also includes medical and health intervention chapters by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Francisco Contreras, Dr. James Forsyth, Dr. Kim Dossel, and Tanya Harder Pierce. I look forward to seeing you again next time and wish you a great week.